exception.
So he gets a comfort zone, but not many others, or no? You're born until the day you die. If you're one of the poor ones, you just gotta work hard. A lot of pain, a lot of heartache, blood, sweat, and tears. So many nights you lie awake crying, wondering, will the day ever come that you'll be able to rest? Will the day ever come that you'll be able to relax and just take life easy for a little while? Because it's only lasts for a little while. But if you are one of the economically poor groups, you ain't gonna hardly have that time. While on the other hand, all the well-to-do rich folks just play, lay and play, having plenty of fun. So you work hard every day, getting a little pay. Then on weekends you got a couple of days that you can say, well, let's go out and have a little fun. I don't want to break my back no more this week. I'm going to wait till Monday and go back again. There's a river that runs along. It's been running along as long as life has been. And this river keeps on running, just as life keeps on going. And the folks keep on working. Every day they working.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer. They are an example of synthetic speech, a product of Bell Telephone Laboratories' research into the basic nature of speech. Knowledge developed through such research may be useful in devising new techniques for transmitting speech over communication systems. To make the computer talk, it is fed punched cards containing the names of speech sounds. The computer combines these sounds, in accordance with the linguistic rules which govern the English language, into connected, intelligible speech. For example, when the sounds for the sentence, "He saw the cat," are fed into the computer in sequence, it says,
"He saw the cat."
The flat, monotonous tones of the computer indicate an absence of the pitch and timing characteristics natural to human speech. When timing information is added to the punch cards, the computer says,
"He saw the cat."
The sentence still sounds unnatural, but when pitch information also is added to the cards,
"He saw the cat,"
the computer speaks in accents almost completely human, except for a slight electronic twang. In the following sentence, most of the variables inherent in human speech have been specified on the punch cards. The computer makes one of the pivotal remarks in the development of the telephone.
"Mr. Watson, come here. I want you."
The present quality of speech synthesis by computer is illustrated in the next example, part of a famous soliloquy from Hamlet.
"To be or not to be? That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep."
Singing, in purely physical terms, is essentially a matter of pitch and timing. In the next selection, the computer sings a familiar ditty.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
The computer now sings the same tune, but to a musical accompaniment played by another computer. Piano students will notice that the music-producing computer has a rather stylized left hand. Incidentally, synthesizing music on a computer is almost as formidable as making a computer talk.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
To get the samples of synthesized speech we've heard so far, a computer's memory was stored with 34 speech sounds and a set of rules for producing these sounds and for making the transitions from one sound to another. When the computer was fed the names of speech sounds on punch cards, it was, in effect, told what to say. But its manner of saying it, even its dialect and apparent accent, was determined by the rules stored in its memory. The objective of this program is to formulate a minimum set of rules for making plausible English speech. The next two selections, however, were produced by analyzing a person's speech and reconstructing it synthetically on a computer. The objective here is to duplicate the sounds and transitions made by a human speaker, including his dialect and accent. With such a program, the computer sounds like this.
Men strive but seldom get rich. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to say a few words about Texas.
And now the computer would like to express its appreciation for your attention.
Thanks for listening.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. 'Tis some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more. Distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember brought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my book surcease of sorrow for the lost Lenore. For the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. Peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only words there spoken was the whispered word Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word Lenore. Merely this and nothing more. Open here I flung the shutter, when with many a flip and flutter in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady perched upon my chamber door. Perched upon a bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. Perched and sat and nothing more. Then this ebony bird beguiling, set fancy into smiling by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, now I
said, Archer, no Craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven, wandering from the knifey shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on this night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer, sung by seraphim whose footfalls tingled on the trumpet floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God has left me, by these angels he has sent me, leave my loneliness unbroken with the bust above my door.
I beg of you not to lean back and say what a brave little old woman to talk about her sins.
Let your own taste be the judge. Prove to yourself what scientific taste proves.
Your own taste be the judge. Prove to yourself what scientific taste proves.
ciencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
eclectic dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia.
It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Fiasco Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio
Thank you.
respect to our honeys, all the junglets. See, we bump bars and all the good stuff, yeah. Selector, ease up. For other ladies, say yes, come the people, they drive me crazy. Listen, I'm coming the cool and deadly. We talk now, we coming up for the MIC. England, Scotland, Wales, our island. We nice up the whole of United Kingdom.
Who are parents? Parents are the ones who really care. Who are Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Spiders. be clean, you can be keen. You can work like a dog round the clock. You find it's tough to sell enough to each tavern and store in every block. Well, there's a way to move the brew faster. There's a way to make you the selling master. Be shelf conscious, I said, shelf conscious. You've got to think of display. Be shelf conscious, always shelf conscious. If you want your business to pay, get the ball staff up to the eye level. That's a buy level, spelled B-U-Y. Don't make competition grab the best position. You never get ahead by acting shy. Be shelf conscious, never self-conscious. Get out in front to stay. You can pay off that mortgage, get a new car, keep the kids in college, be a star. If you think display and position and frontage,
I'm not afraid to die. anybody touches these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss on.
We've done our thing. We have evolved. We're up on our hind legs. The problem solved. We are artists. We are mathematicians. Some of us hold extremely high positions. But we are tired. We're hardly breathing. And we're free. Go tell the women that we're leaving. We're sick and tired of all this self-serving grieving. All we wanted was a little consensual rape in the afternoon and maybe a bit more in the evening. We are scientists. We do genetics. We leave religion to the psychos and fanatics.